This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, December 31st, 2007. I'm Caleb Brown. The U.S. Senate has punted on reforming the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The Senate will also wait until 2008 to decide if telecoms should get legal protections after they gave the government private data about their customers. Cato Institute adjunct scholar Tim Lee says giving immunity to telecoms is another step on a slippery slope.
The real debate is about the question is to what extent there needs to be judicial oversight over over government surveillance of domestic communications infrastructure. And last August, Congress passed some legislation just before they went for their August recess that gave Bush administration broad latitude to require telephone companies and other telecommunications companies to eavesdrop on calls between domestic individuals and people overseas. And that legislation, I think, was very troubling from a civil liberties perspective, but there were two very important positive things to it. First, it sunsetted after 6 months, and second, it did not include one of the provisions that the Bush administration has been pushing very hard for, which is retroactive legal immunity for past lawbreaking by telephone companies and other telecom companies like AT&T and Verizon.
These telecoms are accused of cooperating with government requests for data about those telecoms customers, right?
That's right. There are several lawsuits across the country that have been filed against AT&T and Verizon alleging that they have provided access to government officials to the private communications of their customers. Probably the most prominent is a class action lawsuit being led by the Electronic Frontier Foundation in California that alleges that AT&T has allowed the NSA to build secret rooms within its facilities that basically just pipe all of the data that flows through these switching hubs into the secret NSA room. And we don't know what goes on in those rooms, but the allegation of the lawsuit is that just sharing that information with the government is against the law.
Why is there debate among Democrats on this issue?
Well, I think that the Democrats are very afraid of the possible perception that they are soft on terrorism. The Bush administration's position has basically been, if you don't give us everything you want, we want, you're coddling the terrorists and you're not protecting us properly from terrorism. And so I think there are some Democrats who just don't believe that this is an issue worth taking a stand on, and they would rather basically give the administration what they want and what it wants and not have to take that political risk. I think that the one of the things that is important to understand is that this is not an ambiguous, from a legal perspective, as I understand it, it's not ambiguous about whether sharing information with the government is against the law. One of the things that the administration has said several times is, well, we shouldn't hold the companies responsible because they received assurances from the highest levels of the Bush administration that this was legal. But in our system of government, it's not the executive branch that is allowed to authorize companies to share their private information. The whole reason we have a warrant process in a judicial branch is so that there's an independent check on the executive branch's surveillance activities, and that has really broken down in this case, and I think that's a serious problem, and I think this is why we need to ensure that the telecom companies are held responsible for following the law, because if they're given retroactive immunity in this case, the next time the executive branch comes, maybe when Hillary Clinton is in office, that they will have absolutely no incentive to say, well, come back when you have a warrant. They'll say, well, we managed to get immunity when we broke the law the last time, so what the heck, we might as well do it again. One of the reasons that these companies are very prone to cooperate is that the NSA and other government agencies provide very lucrative government contracts to these companies, and they often, or at least there's been allegations that they use these contracts as an inducement to say, if you don't cooperate, if you don't give us this information without a warrant, we'll take our business, our government contracts elsewhere to another company. And so that gives them quite a bit of leverage.
The current law expires on February 1st. The Senate should vote on this in January. Do you have any idea what they might do?
It's very difficult to tell. The House of Representatives passed legislation that did not include telecom immunity, although there were a few other problems with it. I mean, I think the House bill wasn't perfect either, but it certainly was much better legislation in the sense that it didn't give the telecom industry the immunity it was seeking. The Senate will probably bring the same legislation up, and I think it'll be a tough fight. And the White House has promised to veto anything that doesn't include immunity. And so I think it's hard to predict for sure. I hope that the Democrats will show more backbone this time around than they did in August when they basically capitulated at the last minute. And I think the White House will have a bit of a tactical advantage because they'll be able to say, well, if we don't have something by February 1st, then the terrorists will... We won't be able to surveil the terrorists, and so the Democrats will feel some pressure. But I think what they ought to do is they ought to give the administration a clean bill that just fixes the problem with Pfizer without giving the immunity. And then if the White House chooses to veto it, that's really the White House that's got the problem rather than Congress.
Tim Lee is an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. Talk to you again in the new year.